Chapter 16. Underneath this small hub of peace, these pieces lulled sub-sub-sub-textual, without one apostle, was more peace, and more yet. The fall had filled, beget in this time a fullness, a New Englandsy mood, with bless-bliss attitude, and a tone to richly eat ripe red-wrapped apples, and thus, ditchly, trample out all the cares of man, the cures of both sexes, the 10-step steep nexus of improvement, progress, and more. No hiding out so hidden. Dress more, spout less, guesses more doubtless. As the white space makes lines black zest, much more than spines or jackets or fonts could, as the blackness makes stars more than they would by far than farther farness bright, so the grayness makes gray the light and dark, the way to its own smooth relief. And the birds and the trees, joy, splendor, griefless words, but not words, ecstasy, bliss, life, life, rapture, life. The sea was land. The strife, if any there was, outside of human heads, was smoothed, and leaves did slide as youth's flower buds fall in spring in fall in spring. Summer next thing, winter, bummer not, else. But it was now a rhapsody. And there, not there as down there, where there was Flailin' M. And McDrav, happy, walks. To him no person talks, no person being there, except, of course, that she, that her, that dared to be following him from that book publisher's place house, and caddish, maybe mouse, too. She hid and waited, followed, and then waited, 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 baited breath and baited fish hook, if there was a hook hers, was booked within her pursed lips, the verbal hooking inside her mouth. What plot she had cooking will clot later, but now she's daring, thus explains her that dared bearing before. From hair to toe, FM was no dare or to be darer to. She is, though, scareder than scared can e'er be, and so dares to halt dares from she, and like cub bears, absconses self hither and whither, but behind Flailin, withering signs and bushes her cover. Covers she had many. Lovers, either many or womeny, may too try this tactic. So look out, young loverlies, sighed or sung. As he walked through country, Flay McDrab must have heard the tree twigs snap, the birds squawk and quickly fly by, but he kept humming tunes, louder and higher, dunes of sound inside his own cranium higher than those owned outside, woman-made or nature-made. Or perhaps his hearing's hard as an oak door or card-house made of stone. Perhaps he was like a young one, who crap gives for a ton of people, audience demanded, only to ignore. What sense is through that is through this here? And he didn't let on, if his hearing told him. Sift she did, skulk sulkily behind, deeper through tracks up woods' hilly slopes, back down. Took she a deep breath, then stood up straightest, checked the breadth of her hair, decked her lips with sparkling saliva, wiped her nose, thorough tingling her toes and fingers, her hands, knees, arms, legs, all cocked, jointed as trees' branches, pointed her eyelashes and eyes towards her target of siege, give some quick flies, Belige-like, down her clothes with shakes, puts head and neck up high, and takes askance eye-bys of her body from that height, as from any height, some seems too fat, some slight overmuch. To correct, she aligns her chest width, connecting with her hips, and is sure all slowings with her run walk sachet. Through all these things does Flay still hum oblivious. She rushes in front him, so missed she turns. Begins so, they both lock their eyes, as stranger eyes oft do, and this glance fies all, through its casualness, of any long enduring with love at sea. Settling their lookings and paces, they both stop. She pauses, direct faces, causes him not surprise, but what is him, his, he, happy, though but always. Sappy not the trees, flow the clouds. She says, as if behind still, in voice loud, and sign with a raised arm, Flailin, McDrab? F nods. She laughs, and in a nervous gas sort of way, she says, Oh, so you're here. Well, I see, although I know your free time, like mine, you listen. Flailin didn't speak a word. Women can be absurd, and I saw you back there, coming out that building. And from that where, filling with tension, these 20 miles I've hidden, waited. For me, I've hated not showing myself first. Here she straightens more yet. They, city curse, I bet you know. It makes me so, like this, more. But No, you know, Flaylin? And so Flaylin asked, yes? She said, you must know all the girls who've had their heads in twirls since that Section C piece, the Adlerite today. Like geese we clamor, Flay, ha, I have fallen. That's what I'm trying. Flaylin, all in all, my name's Adonia May. She shook his hand, sweaty. You may, you must, jetty to the country often to escape all the fame, all the women. My name's Adonia May. Yes, no, I don't escape. And I guess yours is the first hand belonging to woman I've shook. She blushed intense red. I've been incensed with how the fame has made you. Your life has been made and faded to all shades. No, it is one. It's mine. And Adonia looked as if a sign was took from the roadway to her heart and placed in front of her. Stirred she then. I love you. Flaylin kept happy. I knew when you're alone, there's no chappie so shone as you. I wanted to be alone when you're alone. So together, we lone. She laughed so hard, he too. She took his hand, he shook. On his hip threw a look, then put her hand there soft. That's my pants, Flaylin spoke. She proffered her hand, smoke smooth up his side, then down. I know, she said sultry, and looked with sound poultry could cook in. Flay, bemused, turned and looked down path, then he used his tiptoes. Men or women were neither behind him nor hind her, so these looks hers and purrs must be him directed. There's no one here, flutly she said. F said oatly, no, you're here. A, I know. A long pause. She abacked, so sudden thou, and tracked away from him, but turned suddenly those bright and burned leaves behind sight. What do you want to do about us? She walked more away, then slow and tort to face him. Flaylin bowed, turned from her, and walked on. Her brow furrowed, she fawned after. Where you going? Without turning around, Flaylin's knowing rebound, the direction my feet are pointing. Adonia May reflected brief. This out of jointing was never leafed in all man and woman plans. But then,